The assembly plan would make permanent a temporary tax surcharge on New Yorkers making more than $1 million a year when it expires in 2017. Democrats would also add new, higher tax brackets for those who earn between $1 and $5 million, between $5 and $10 million, and a top rate at nearly 10% for those who make over $10 million a year. Meanwhile, middle-class taxpayers would continue to see a small reduction in their taxes. That was implemented at the same time as the temporary tax surcharge on the rich, and the state's poorest workers would be eligible for a larger earned income tax credit. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his members want to see a fairer tax structure.
For the next 8 weeks, we're going to be discussing the budget, and if we're going to look to add revenue to try to come up with the spending plan for the priorities, this is the absolute time to do it. For a long time, this House has always wanted to see a more progressive tax structure.
And Speaker Hastie says there also needs to be more revenue generated to fund the schools.
The amount of money for education that the governor put in his budget is not enough. And when you look at the school tax cap that many of the districts around the state have, they have no other resource to look to provide the education for the young people in the state other than asking the state to provide that.
Governor Cuomo proposes raising aid to schools by just under $1 billion. But that falls far short of what education advocates and the State Board of Regents say is necessary. They estimate around $2 billion more dollars are needed. The property tax also funds schools, but the state's property tax cap will result in a 0% increase in local taxes this year. The cap is 2% or the rise in the consumer price index, whichever is less. The rate of inflation, based on a market basket of goods, is estimated to be 0.12% this year. That may be good news for property owners, but it squeezes schools who have costs that are rising far above the rate of inflation, says Michael Borges with the New York State Association of School Business Officials.
Our major expense drivers are wages, pension, health care, and particularly special education costs. And those costs are not typically represented in the CPI.
Speaker Hastie says Assembly Democrats would like a straight 2% per year tax cap, but he says it's a non-starter with Governor Cuomo and Senate Republicans. The Republicans, who control the state Senate, are also rejecting the Assembly's income tax plan, saying they don't support raising any taxes at all on hardworking New Yorkers. Governor Cuomo has not directly responded to the assembly plan. The governor has spent parts of the past 3 weeks at the Capitol during the busy legislative session, but he's made no public appearances. A spokesman, when asked for a comment, referred back to remarks that the governor made nearly a month ago on January 8th, where Cuomo was noncommittal.
I'm thinking about this year, and then I'll think about next year, and I'll think about the year after next year.
Speaker Hastie says he's not worried by the governor's lack of response. He says Cuomo has changed his mind on key issues before.
I remind you, last year, the governor said it was good to dream when we talked about the minimum wage. So let's see what happens this year.
Last spring, Governor Cuomo was not a supporter of the push to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and he cast doubt on its success. Since then, the governor has acted administratively to phase in the wage increase for fast food and state workers, and he's pressing for a bill to enact a $15 minimum wage statewide. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.